Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. I'll read the intervention that Minister Teresa Cristina Correa da Costa Dias would have liked to make yesterday when she was initially scheduled to speak for. Director General Chu Dongyu, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, the year 2021 represents a decisive moment on the path towards sustainable development. The beginning of the effectiveness of the Paris Agreement's goal and of the last decade to reach the sustainable development goals show the urgency of seeking and implementing solutions. The so-called transformation of agri-food systems is part of this process, but it should not be an end in itself. We must bear in mind its instrumental nature in order to guarantee the full promotion of the 2030 agenda. The improvement of food systems must holistically consider the three dimensions of sustainable development: economic, social, and environmental, considering local contexts and different national priorities. We must remember, therefore, that there are no one-size-fits-all solutions. There are numerous paths equally legitimate to this common goal of ours. Furthermore, sustainability is associated with the forms of production and not an inherent characteristic of each food. Therefore, it is essential that the FAO promote the diversity of diets and consider the concept of healthy diets also include the cultural and social dimensions of eating practice. Generalizations are dangerous. Recommendations for reducing the consumption of certain foods cannot be applied indiscriminately to all situations, which include tremendously different levels of per capita intake, under penalty of condemning most of the world's population to a situation of perpetual exclusion. The growing visibility of the theme of environmental sustainability of agri-food systems undoubtedly brings opportunity for productive improvements and enhancing competitiveness. There are numerous paths equally legitimate to this common goal of ours. Furthermore, sustainability is associated with the forms of production and not with an inherent characteristic of each food. Therefore, it is essential that FAO promote the diversity of diets and consider the concept of healthy diets also include cultural and social dimensions of eating practice. For countries to actually grasp those opportunities, investment in research and innovation is essential. Fully tapping the potential of bioeconomy, it is also essential that access to technology is ensured by the most vulnerable, such as small producers, family farmers, and traditional communities. Providing means of implementation in turn is essential so that developing countries can also benefit from this movement. Payment for ecosystem services, for example, are a relevant tool that can help to recognize, among others, the value of conservation of vegetation areas undertaken by producers in developing countries. In all cases, free and transparent trade is essential if these trends are to generate opportunities for producers and countries rather than causing unjustified barriers to trade or distortion in food prices. For many years now, Brazil has been promoting production systems that bring greater income to the producer, efficiency in the use of inputs, resilience and reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. Specifically about climate change, we have launched the carbon neutral meat, updated our low carbon agriculture plan, known as ABC Plus, and published collections of factors for emission and removal of greenhouse gases in Brazil in Brazilian agriculture. Agri-food systems can certainly contribute to global efforts to adapt to and to mitigate climate change. However, the ultimate goal, that of ensuring global food and nutrition security, must be respected and remain at the heart of FAO's work. Furthermore, we cannot lose sight of the fact that more than 70% of greenhouse gas emissions still come from fossil fuels. Brazil is ready to do its fair share in search for solutions that will make a difference for future generations. We expect the same frank and balanced commitment from other countries. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.